The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. You're listening to Connect to Success on NC Reading Service. I'm your hometown girl, Shadate Hargett Hill. For the next half hour, I will be bringing you stories of information and inspiration, all in hopes that you will connect to your own success. Let's get started with some fun facts in April. By the time this airs, it will probably be April 21st, which means that most of the month has already passed and you've enjoyed April Fools and you've enjoyed Easter. And I hope that you have enjoyed both those days. And of course, April 21st would be Queen Elizabeth II's birthday. She would have been born on that day. So get you some more fun facts. Let's get started with the April gemstone is the diamond. The April flower is the sweet pea. The name April is thought to come from the Latin word apere, which means to open, signifying the beginning of spring. The arrival of the cuckoo bird signifies that spring is here. The bird will sing from approximately April 14th through April 24th. So you still have a little bit of more time there. The first Sunday of April was formerly known as Daffodil Sunday because in Victorian times, people would pick daffodils from their gardens to take to the sick in the hospitals. Famous fairy tale author Hans Christian Andersen was born April 2nd. Like I said before, as most people believe, Easter is the time that we celebrate Jesus Christ. So if you believe that, as I do, I hope you had a wonderful Sunday. So let's get started with some information and inspiration. If you don't know, autism is, we have Autism Awareness Month in April as well. And some interesting information about autism in blind and print impaired people. We're giving you some information about that. Autism in blind or print impaired individuals often presents complex overlapping symptoms, making diagnosis difficult due to similar behaviors known as blindism, rocking, echoing speech. Accurate assessment requires specialists to distinguish between vision-related adaptations and neurodevelopmental autism. Tailored sensory-based interventions and structure, consistent routines are essential for supporting this kind of population. Key considerations in diagnosis and behavior: high prevalence and overlap. There is a high prevalence of ASD in blind children, yet many autistic-like behaviors, stereotype movements, language delays can be attributed to the lack of visual input or blindism. Developmental differences. Some young blind children show artistic traits that fade as they develop between mobility and language skills. Diagnostic challenges. Standard autism assessment tools are largely visual, making them unsuitable. Specialists often modify tools or delay diagnosis until age 6, when behaviors can be better evaluated. Common behaviors. Restricted symbolic play, atypical social interaction, and repeating words and high anxiety. Key supporting strategies: expert diagnosis. Assessment must be done by professionals specializing in both ASD and visual impairment. Sensory-based support: focus on tactile, auditory, and olfactory input is vital for calming and engagement, as outlined in APH Connect Center articles, which is what I'm reading from APH.com. Consistent routines. Using consistent language, cues, and predictable routines helps reduce anxiety. Structure learning. Utilizing tactile schedules and breaking tasks into small, manageable steps. Cause linked to vision impairment. Several causes of total or partial blindness, such as retinopathy or prematurity, ROP, Leber's, and often nerve hypoplasia, show high correlations with comorbid ASD, with studies suggesting rates between 30 and 90%. In an article from pmc.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov, the National Library of Medicine, you can also look that up in the National Library of Medicine, they say autistic-like features in visually impaired children is a review of literature and directions for future research to let people know about that. There remains great interest in understanding the relationship between visual impairment, VI, and autism spectrum disorder, ASD, due to extraordinary high prevalence of ASD in blind and visually impaired children. The broad variability across individuals and assessment methodologies have made it difficult to understand whether autistic-like symptoms shown by some children with VI might reflect the influences of the visual deficiency or represents a primary neurodevelopment condition that occurs dependently of the VI itself. In the absence of valid methodology adapted for visual impaired populations, diagnosis of ASD in children with VI is often based on non-objective clinical impressions with inconclusive prevalence data. In a review, we discuss that current state of knowledge and suggest directions for future research. Again, for autism spectrum disorder, autistic-like features, social cognitive development, stereotypical behaviors, and visual impairments. Research into the presence of autistic-like features among blind children has a long history, starting from a series of publications appearing in the 1960s and the 1970s, which considered that autistic-like behaviors showed by blind children were a possible consequence of the lack of visual experience on the development of self-image and self-representation. Researchers and clinicians have increasingly reported commonalities between children with autism spectrum disorder and those with visual impairment VI, particularly with to regard to social interaction and communication skills. Restricted symbolic play, difficulties in social interaction with peers, and imitation speech problems and increased stereotype behavior have all been frequently reported in blind children. Indeed, these behaviors resemble subjects with ASD and are often termed blindism since they are explainable in the context of VI. However, the similarity between these blindisms and autistic-like behaviors, coupled with the lack of ASD assessment tools specifically designed for blind and visually impaired children, complicates the diagnosis of ASD in these individuals. Finally, while the estimated prevalence of ASD among sighted children is between 1 and 2%, in Europe, 16%. Determining the prevalence in the visually impaired population still varies greatly, ranging from 2 up to 50%. The underlying mechanism related to autistic-like symptoms shown by some children with VI, as well as how certain visual impairment children are able to overcome these developmental challenges, remains poorly understood. Reviewing available literature, if it remains to be established whether ASD in VI is primarily a neurodevelopmental condition that occurs independently of the visual disorder or is secondary to VI and is more closely associated with the disruption of vision on early interactive experiences or represents a combination of two. For many of the children who are blind and also display features of ASD, it is possible that their characteristics, while being represented of ASD, actually follow a different developmental pathway than those who have ASD and normal vision. Referring to papers published between 1958 and 2020, the purpose is to provide a discussion of these important yet still controversial issues using two electronic databases, PubMed and Google Scholar, which include combinations of the following searches: autism, autism spectrum disorder, blindness, sight loss, and visual impairment. They are all cited in these different published papers. The original search yielded 1,613 documents that were reduced to 921 following duplicate removal, independent screening by the first and second authors of the review and studies. Abstracts were carried out to identify studies that were most relevant to the aims of the review. Articles were included for further inspection and satisfied the following inclusion criteria. Explored the mechanism that may explain the observed relationship between VI and ASD, taking into account the nature and role of contributing risk factors such as the severity of VI, type of blindness, age at onset, and other associated impairments. They discuss specific behavior and neurocognitive traits in visual impairment compared to ASD children, such as joint attention, language, verbal and nonverbal communication, theory of mind, stereotypical behaviors, describe the approaches employed to assess ASD in visual impaired children, with specific attention given to the fact that most common methods used for scoring autistic behaviors include several items which are directly dependent on visual abilities, included participants between 0 and 18 years of age. So a lot of those articles included those ages, and it actually gave relevant information and judged what the author said as to be true or untrue. And of course, APH has some wonderful information on autism spectrum disorders and visual impairment. And one of those great things that they have in print is autism spectrum disorders and visual impairment, meeting students' learning needs. It focuses on the complex and varied effects of learning and behavior that result when a child with an autism spectrum disorder is also visually impaired. You can get this book. They have it on sale. They have it on Amazon. And what, again, it talks about is when a child with an autism spectrum disorder is also visually impaired, the effects of learning and behavior and complex are varied. Two exceptional educators condensed their years of personal and professional experience into a one-of-a-kind handbook of effective ways to work with such students, including suggestions and approaches for assessment, instruction, and program planning, forms and tools for capturing vital information or assessment instructions, instructional materials, and websites rich in important advice. Professional and educators as well as parents will find critical guiding principles and valuable information. And again, you can find out more about the books at HPH, or you can also go online. Amazon has some great books about autism spectrum. And this book, again, is called Autism Spectrum Disorders and Visual Impairment, Meeting Students' Learning Needs Print. And of course, if the case you didn't know this, some people that have Asperger's, a form of autism, one of people that may not know this, and maybe you know this, one billionaire, Elon Musk, has Asperger's. What many people don't know is that he has been diagnosed with Asperger, which again is a form of autism. And despite the challenges that he comes with his condition, Musk has managed to become one of the wealthiest people in the world and continues to push boundaries in space exploration and sustainable energy. And some, of course, some more valuable information about people who are famous, who are on the autistic spectrum, especially with Asperger's. Several famous actors and entertainment industry professionals have spoken about their autism. Notable figures include Academy-winning actor Sir Anthony Hopkins, actress Daryl Hannah, comedian Dan Aykroyd, and younger performers like Bella Ramsey. They often highlight the intense focus and unique perspectives it brings to their craft. Other giants, Tim Burton, the film director, is believed to be on the spectrum by his former partner, Helena Carter, due to his intense focus and unique creative perspective. These are all individuals who have contributed greatly to public understanding of neurodiversity, often describing their diagnosis as a gift or a tool that helps them focus deeply on their work. So we want you to understand that although you may be autistic and although you may be dealing with visual impairment, there's still nothing that you cannot accomplish, nothing that you can't do if you put your brain, your heart, your soul, everything into accomplishing it. And so that's one part of Connect to Success. We always want you to know that we bring you stories of information and inspiration so that you can tap into that and know that you are worthy and you have so much to give to this world.